morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Fountain of Living With Us podcast. I'm in your host, Olushola Pamela Akagbede. If you missed out on previous episodes, not to worry. It's always an opportunity for you to listen to them again and again and again. And you get blessed so many times. And the link is always available. You can check them out on my social media and do Pamela Zion on Instagram, Daughter of Zion on Twitter. You can check it out on Facebook, Fountain of Living Waters podcast. You can message me directly and I'll send you a link. You can join your Telegram group, the WhatsApp community, or everywhere. Do try your best to join us. So moving on to today's podcast. The title is God is the Source. I don't know if you've been following me on my social media and those. I've been writing so many, how would I put it? There's so many content, I don't know, on God is the Source. But I didn't use the word, exact words, as God is the Source. I've been saying things like, without Christ, we don't have content. Without God, you don't have content, you know, and similar things like that. But I'm here to give more details on what I mean by God is the source. And without God, we don't have content. Now, if we open our Bible to John 15, verse 5, it says, yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I'll take that again. Yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, this verse made me understand that Christ is the vine. And we are the branches. Only when you remain in Christ can you produce much fruit. Now, I emphasize on the word much. The Bible could have skipped the word much. You know, some people are actually producing fruit. Just imagine when you plug your phone and you have a full bar. Your phone is productive. You've unplugged it. It's full. It's on probably 100%. You use it and after about, let's say, a day, the battery is low. You can't actually be productive again. Why? Because the battery is low. So that's what happens when you disconnect from the source, God. At first, you see yourself doing things, you're productive, but after a while, you're not charged. You can do nothing. You just find yourself doing less, for you know, you lose interest, and for you know, you're out of the game. But when you're connected to God at all times, you're ready. You're always up for battle. You're always up for the challenge. You're always filled with content. Now, I'll give an instance. So this particular day, I was to write, write a content on my blog, and you know, I think throughout that day I was so busy. I tried to still stay in the presence of God sometimes, few minutes, few hours, but normally it still was not enough. It happened just for a day, and I noticed my words were not coherent. It was not fluent. To a man, definitely the way I was speaking English. Now, see if the English turned to a Latin. It was English. But to me, I was not saying the things I wanted to say. I was just speaking. There was no life. I was just purely speaking, pure entertainment. So, what I do most before I write anything is that I say these things. I say it to myself. I listen to myself over and over again. And if it makes sense to me, makes sense to my spirit, makes sense to my the Holy Spirit, it's okay. It's good for a write-up. But this day, I was saying these things. I was saying it. Saying these things, and it was not genuine. It was not making sense. And this, normally, this, what I'm saying, it's okay, but there's no life. And I noticed that I've stayed away for quite a long time from the source. That quite a long time was probably a day. But I felt disconnected. There's this song that I used to say, we'll come to your presence again to receive more. Yesterday is over. Today what I need. It happens every day. You get renewed every day. The battery level you had yesterday is not what you have today. You have to keep on recharging yourself. So my point is, if you're a young minister, a Christian content creator, a believer, you're doing something for God, even if you are just a sanctuary cleaner in your church, your place of worship, do not disconnect from God. You know what happens? Never a sanctuary cleaner, when you disconnect from your source, with time, you don't see reason why you should be cleaning church. You start looking at it like, I'm too big for this now. Because why? You disconnect from your source. Why should I be cleaning the church? I'm too big for this. Even as a chorister, once you disconnect from the source, you know what happens? When you get corrected by your choir master or mistress or anything, you start feeling big. Why should he talk to me like this? It's not older than me. You start feeling big. Because why? You disconnected from your source. And when you disconnect from the source, it takes away so many things from you. Your humility. Like, it takes away so, it drains you of so many things. So many things. Now, lastly, before I end this podcast, I put it to you, and I beseech you, and I beg you, do not in any way disconnect from the source. God is your source. God is your plug. God is your content. God is the giver of your content. Christ is your content. Without him, like, there's no content. There's nothing. Christ is a message. If you disconnect yourself from the presence of God, things just don't flow any longer. It doesn't. Without Christ, you don't have content. All you have is pure entertainment. If you're a chorister and you disconnect from the source, God, when you go to the podium or maybe the altar to sing or something, do ministration, and your personal altar is not connected to God, you're not connected to God. What you go there to do is entertainment. People clap for you, but it does not pass the roof. It just stays in that same place. You know, there's some people, they don't want a voice. I don't know why I keep using this chorister as an example, but probably going to talk to someone. They don't want a voice. But once they pick up the mic, everybody is thrown away. Like, the Holy Spirit just, Father. The Spirit just, it moves with speed. The presence of God just fills everywhere. They don't have this voice of nightingale or anything. But it just moves and everybody is blown away. That's what happens when you're connected to the source. You don't need to even talk too much. Few words and people are blessed. People are impacted. I beseech you, brethren, do not disconnect from God. Every day you wake up, renew that source. Go back to him. You need to stay connected to be relevant. You need to stay connected to have content. My point here today is stay connected to have content. I'll see you next week episode. You don't want to miss next week episode. To be a huge blessing. I'm excited for next week. And I want to see you necessary, right? God bless you, and I pray for someone listening to me. You always be connected to the source, which is God. As we all know, the difference between a motivational speaker and a pastor is Christ. You always be connected to the source. Always be connected to the source. In the name of Jesus. I'll see you next week. Till then, bye-bye.